Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday the 6th of September. I hope you're well. Coming up,
these charges stem from Mr. Gray knowingly allowing his son to possess a weapon.
Father of latest US school shooting suspect arrested and woman recovering after vicious Dublin dog attack. Plus, we have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the father of the school shooting suspect in the US state of Georgia has been arrested and charged with second-degree murder. It follows the shooting on Wednesday at a school which left two teachers and two students dead. 14-year-old Colton Gray has been charged with four counts of murder. Georgia Bureau of Investigation Director Chris Hosey lists the charges against his father, Colin Gray.
Four counts of involuntary manslaughter, two counts of second-degree murder, and eight counts of cruelty to children. These charges stem from Mr. Gray knowingly allowing his son, Colt, to possess a weapon.
A woman has been hospitalised after being seriously injured in a dog attack in Dublin. Gardaí are investigating the attack by a number of dogs at a home in Dunleary yesterday afternoon. The woman is being treated in St. Vincent's Hospital. The local dog warden has now taken control of the dogs. The Taoiseach, Minister for Foreign Affairs, will attend the British-Irish Association Conference over the next 2 days in Oxford. Micheál Martin will meet with the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, Hilary Benn, to discuss legacy issues, the restoration of the institutions in Northern Ireland and the implementation of the Windsor Framework. The annual conference brings together a range of political, civic and church leaders from Northern Ireland and across Britain and Ireland. A nationwide strike by construction workers will take place today as part of calls to reinstate the travel time payment. The payment, which used to compensate workers who had to spend time travelling between sites, was cut in 2008 as part of austerity measures following the financial crash. People Before Profit TD Breed Smith says today's action is being taken out of frustration at the lack of attention by employers in the industry.
Well, today workers in Unite on construction sites are taking strike action because they have repeatedly been frustrated by the employers in their industry to try and make an agreement with them to reinstate an hour's travel time, because very often they're required to leave one site and go to a different one, and it's extra expenses on them. But this is becoming an issue for them because it was cut in the austerity in 2008.
One in four is supporting the government's approval of a commission to investigate alleged abuse in schools. The Garda Commissioner says Gardaí are investigating whether school abuse was organised and coordinated. Earlier this week, a scoping inquiry found there were at least 2,400 allegations of abuse involving more than 800 alleged abusers. The charity One in Four's advocacy director, Naomi Gould, says if alleged abuse was coordinated, it must be investigated.
So we can see from the scoping report that's been published detailed instances of abuse occurring either in the presence or in the knowledge of other adults. These are adults, I guess, who are tasked with the care and protection and education of young people. So what we see is that there's a culture of silence, inclusion and or coordination that needs to be examined.
Sinn Féin says it's backing the wearing of body cams by Gardaí. Plainclothes officers in Waterford are the latest to wear the devices under the third phase of the Garda body cam pilot. The technology is also being trialled by Gardaí in Limerick and Dublin. Sinn Féin Justice spokesperson Pa Daly says body cams are protective and helpful.
We support body cams. They're a useful tool in assisting to keep Gardaí safe and members of the public safe. And of course, they can also provide important evidence in cases, particularly where maybe there's a dispute in a public order type case, and it can help resolve certain issues. As well, of course, as the question of accountability, where, you know, complaints have gone in against members of an Garda Síochána, that can often help to resolve the issue.
There's confidence that Gardaí are sufficiently prepared to deal with any potential disorder at this Saturday night's Nations League soccer game with England. British police have travelled to Dublin as part of efforts to prevent blacklisted English fans from attending the highly anticipated Group F clash at Dublin's Aviva Stadium. Fine Gael Dublin City Councillor Emma Blaine says she has full faith in the ability of Gardaí to ensure the safety of tens of thousands of fans who'll descend on the Aviva.
So I have full faith in the Gardaí, and as I understand it, they've been working closely with the British police in the lead up to this match. So no, I have full faith in their abilities and their preparedness for Saturday, and hopefully 1995 was nearly 20 years ago, and hopefully it's the last time we'll see any kind of violence on that scale.
In entertainment news, indie band English Teacher have won the 2024 Mercury Prize for their debut album, This Could Be Texas. They saw off competition from acts including Charlie XCX and The Last Dinner Party. Taking to the stage, the four band members thanked their supporters. Lily Fontaine gave a special shout out to her mother for helping with the album cover. And in sport, Katie George Dunleavy goes in search of her third medal at the Paris Paralympics today. Once again, with Linda Kelly as pilot, she looked to retain her gold medal in the women's B individual road race. Josephine Helian is also in today's race with pilot Eve McChrystal. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.